Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Introductions. As a child, we are taught the proper way to make an introduction. We must carefully introduce each person using their full and correct name. Handshaking is often involved. Eye contact is really important. And in the adult introduction, we often add a sentence or two about what the person might mean to the other person, what they might have in common. Joe, this is Sally. Sally lives in Granby, and she has three sons who are musicians. Sally, meet Joe. He lives in Sturbridge and has two sons and a daughter who loves to play the drums. The introduction is made. The two people have context for conversation and maybe even enough to get them over conversation at a lunch or a social occasion. Sometimes an acquaintance is made, even a friendship. Now the gospel lesson today is about Jesus, the introduction of Jesus to his followers. These first followers of Jesus, as recounted in the Gospel of John, came from John the Baptist. John introduces Jesus as the Son of God to two of his followers. And the two see Jesus walking and they follow him. Literally, they follow him. We're told that Andrew immediately turns and leaves John and follows Jesus. And next we are told that Andrew goes and finds his brother Simon to introduce him to Jesus. Jesus asks these new followers to come and see. In other versions of the story, the phrase "follow me" is used. Active verbs both used to describe one action that will impact the entire world. Imagine being near Jesus and following him to the place he is staying. Like Andrew, we would probably want to share this experience being with the Son of God. Who would we bring to meet Jesus? Now think about it for a second. Who would you bring? Perhaps it would be a family member, like Andrew, who brought his brother. Perhaps it would be a close friend who already knew Jesus and wanted to get closer to him. Or maybe it would be someone who didn't know Jesus and needed to meet him firsthand to understand the power of God. We are all called every day to bring others to Christ. We are called to strengthen and encourage fellow believers. Now in the reading, Jesus also asked these followers, "What are you looking for?" Surely Jesus met many types of people, people who believed in the Messiah, people who weren't sure about a concept of the Savior coming to the world, people blinded by the pull of material things and the seduction of fame and power. It's likely that Jesus knew the first disciples knew Jesus as a friend, and now they were looking at him differently as a Savior. But what were they looking for? Someone to offer them a new way to live, perhaps. A new life that would give them an opportunity to experience unconditional love. We can understand that desire to live in a better world in the shadow of the Son of God. Now, as I imagined Jesus asking me this question about what my reasons would be to follow him, I want to raise my hand, quick, and I want to share. Answers flow from my heart and my head. I'm looking for love, for the blessing of being loved for who I am unconditionally. I'm looking for peace, for the sense that everything will be all right. Not necessarily perfect, but not necessarily sunny and rosy all the time, but the sense of peace that just comes from believing in Jesus. As I put myself in this story and relate the ideas and experience to my life today, I think of my involvement in Joining Jesus and Living Local Joining God, two programs presented by the Episcopal Church of Connecticut. that offer parishes new ways to be with Jesus in our communities. These programs encouraged spiritual practices of listening and discerning and acting that support spiritual transformation of individuals and communities. Simply put, the programs are an experiment, a try-on, of being with each other and our community in new ways, to actually go out into the neighborhood and see what Jesus is up to already. In one of our early meetings, a group of 12 of us broke into groups of 3 and 4, and we walked the neighborhood in Meriden, Connecticut. We saw a neighborhood of boarded up houses and no trespassing signs, and people watering their beautiful gardens. I had a major aha moment as I realized that my busy head trying to think of all the ways I could help clean up this neighborhood and make it look like mine, that wasn't what this exercise was really about. I wasn't meant to come into their neighborhood and change it to look like mine. I was meant to be with them, to understand where they were coming from, and to understand their needs and bring them closer to God. I had this desire to fix things and make things better as I saw it, not necessarily for what they might want. In another experience, walking the streets of New Haven, we encountered a group of moms and kids. They told us they had lived in the neighborhood for a long time and would only allow their children to walk on specific streets and to stay away from other streets. They shared that they loved their neighborhood and would often catch up by just hanging out on the sidewalk and talking about what was going on in their lives. Being with others, joining Jesus, For me, joining Jesus is following him. It's this experience of come and see new ways to strengthen myself spiritually and to affect others around me who may or may not know the Son of God. As I close, let us be reminded that we are in a world filled with seekers, not necessarily literally, seeking out something, but internally. Let us be called this week to introduce someone to Christ, not like the introduction I spoke of originally, but by making an extra effort to be there with someone who needs that hope or unconditional love that Jesus offers us. Perhaps being an example to those who need peace in this challenging world. After all, the mission of our church is to restore all people to unity in God and each other in Christ. So let us reach out and invite others to come and see. Let the introductions begin. Amen.